Okay, so for this next section, we're going to be talking about what's it like being a Filipino in the United States. From now on then, do you ever experience any homesickness in the Philippines?
When we first moved here, for the first few years, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, even the slightest things would remind me of the Philippines.
Such
you
as
know?
What?
Music. The music that I used to listen to in the Philippines. Whenever I'd hear it over here, I would just like start tearing up. You know, like Spice Girls
right,
and all that. I did grow up there in the 90s, so the boy bands and the girl bands. And, you know, even things that like, you know, like food, it would just make me miss like home. But now really, I consider the United States my home. And so the feeling of homesickness has passed on.
That's good. That's good. Which life do you prefer? Life in the U.S. or the Philippines?
To be honest, I prefer our life here in the U.S.
Why?
Like, you know, like I've been saying and reiterating, the one thing that I learned in America was to be independent. And growing up, it was something that I didn't really realize or was thankful for. But over here in America, I feel we have a lot more freedom. And so, that's why I like living here.
Cool. In the future, do you ever plan on returning to the Philippines?
I do. You know, not just because I want to see family, but also because I do want to reconnect with my friends. You know, Leah's been bugging me forever now. You know, saying, "And when are you coming back to the Philippines? I need to show you around. We have Mall of Asia now." And you know, even some of my friends over here are telling me, "Anne, you've been here for 12 years, you need to come back." And so,
right.
I am very curious as to, like, how the Philippines, you know, was, like, that back then and how it compares to the Philippines now.
Didn't our dad just, like, go to the Philippines, right? Just a couple of months ago, right?
He did, and he did tell us that it was very different. And, the food that he brought back was great.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah, but yeah, like, you know, just hearing the stories that he had about the Philippines and just hearing what other people have to say about it makes me very curious, and I do want to go back to see it for myself.
Cool. So this next question is pretty much, you know, a general question for all Filipino Americans. Do you believe that education in the Philippines is enough to sustain a job in the United States?
Yes. I guess I'm basing it on my personal experience. I know that I was lucky enough to go to a school that was very prestigious and very well known. And I feel that I owe a lot of my success now, like from how I studied back then in the Philippines, you know. I remember in 8th grade and even in high school, when like most kids after class would just pretty much go off and do whatever, I was studying because that's what we grew up to do.
Right.
You know, like right after school, bam, head straight to tutoring, just stay there forever until you're done with all your homework. And because of that, you know, like that mentality stayed with me even when I was over here. You know, like after school, if I don't do my homework, I would just feel like something's not right.
Right.
And so that and like the discipline, you know, of getting your work done, getting, making sure that you're on top of like your studies. And I feel like the reason why I became successful today and was able to graduate college was because of that. And that's the reason why I'm actually working hella super hard right now.
Cool. Do you believe that there is an identity crisis comparing Filipinos to Filipino Americans?
Yes. Because I feel that I went through that, you know. And I feel that even my friends who live here also go through that. The feeling that you have, you know, are you Filipino? Are you American?
Right.
And like, in my opinion, I feel like people shouldn't really worry about it, you know, just be able to embrace both cultures.
Right. Which is,
and, you know, I feel like because you and I, you know, our dad is Chinese, our mom's Filipina, to us, like, being able to embrace so many different cultures is just, like, it's just nothing to us now, you know?
Pretty much.
And so I feel that people should really have that same mentality and just, like, learn to, like, accept, like, themselves and, like, their environment.
That's cool. Do you still try from now and then to keep in touch with your Filipino roots?
I do, actually. You know, our mom and I are very much into, like, our Filipino movies and music, you know, and our dramas. You know, watch it, like, every night. I still try to speak Tagalog as best as I could, but I know that you guys all make fun of me for that. You're like, don't even bother trying anymore. And most importantly, one of my friends in the Philippines, she started this project. It's called Postura Project. And basically, her goal is to have to promote the Filipino style of, like, clothing. And her goal is that people would wear one Filipino article of clothing every day, whether it be your shoes or your shirt or, you know, your socks, even your bag. And so when I first, like, saw her blog and saw what she was doing, I was pretty much very inspired by it. And so now I'm also trying to do the same.
That's cool.